Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, March 27th, 2022, broadcasting from the Basketer Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday to you. You know, what an odd weekend having this fall weather again, but it's, you know, it's kind of brisk and enjoyable. I'm still ready for spring. Got one kid going off to spring break, and I'm a little bit jealous. I want the beach, Ed. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. We're starting to plan that first beach trip. So probably sometime in May, and I'm so ready to sink my feet into sand and salt water. You just have no idea. And by the way, this week has been great from a COVID standpoint, super low numbers. So that's nice. I'm enjoying that. And I still say, I think I said it last week, I don't know, but we really need to get used to adapting to this from cold and flu season to cold flu COVID season. You know, it's part of our life. We need to adapt and not freak out about this anymore. And people that are high risk, patients ask me all week, well, I'm high risk. Should I take precautions? Yes, absolutely. You know, so we have precautions. We have vaccines for those at high risk. But I'm glad to see most everybody that I see and talk to, not fearful anymore about this. And that's good. People at high risk, should you be fearful? Yeah, of that, of flu? Yeah, Absolutely be careful. You know, but that is a nice transition that I'm seeing in the community, and hopefully it's in the whole world, too. I don't know what you're seeing at your work.
You know, absolutely, and thanks for the, I think people will thank you for the words of confidence, because there's still some people who are running a little more scared than I would think would be reasonable. Of course, I don't know their personal history. I noticed that in different restaurants I eat at, that there will be a different percentage of people who wear masks. It's funny. At Panera, which I go to do my personal reading time on Sundays, there's a good percentage who wear a mask in there. There's also, at Nutrition World, I would say it's no more than 5% who wear a mask within that. Of course, every business attracts different types of people. I am still amazed at the quantity of people that I see out that are wearing it. And many times, again, they're in their car by themselves. They've just been swallowed up by this fear hysteria, and I don't think they can get through the fog.
Well, there may be some other aspect to it, too. We've all been indoctrinated with the mask. I put my mask on accidentally before. You know, just like looking in my pocket, where's my mask? I'm about to go in a building. I don't need a mask in this place. You know, so, you know, inside work, we still wear them. But I used to go out in, you know, we live in North Shore and used to go out in Renaissance Park and Coolidge and see the majority of people wearing masks outside. And now it's a rare thing. And so people are out and about, and I don't know, I'm just enjoying life as normal, and I'm glad we're getting back to it. And a lot of people, the patients, I'm proud of them. They're taking their vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. A lot are on elderberry and NAC. We've given good advice throughout the pandemic, you and I, and you know, a lot of other good providers are doing the same thing, and people have listened. So I think maybe we'll come out of this with healthier lifestyles now than we had before COVID, hopefully.
I don't think there's any doubt, including being overweight, because we know that's a huge, huge risk factor for that. I will say NAC, it's a nutrient called N-acetylcysteine. I feel it's extremely valuable for anti-aging, protecting of the lungs, detoxifying chemicals that are damaging us. And the FDA is going to vote by March 31st whether to make it a prescription item. It is totally safe. It has, when I say totally, nothing's totally safe, but it's very, very safe. But they want to make it prescription. Why? Because they're greedy and they're corrupt, and they want to make extra money for a $10 product that we sell. I'm sure it'll be $30 to $50 to $100 if that happens. The problem is, if that doorway opens where they can easily make many nutrients prescription, I am very fearful of what the future will hold for that. So we, if I recommend right now, make sure you get some NAC, because if it happens, it will be gone practically overnight.
And there is no medical justification for them making that a prescription drug.
It can be only, both sides. I should say. Yes. Yeah. Everybody should have this. It would be like making broccoli prescription and only allowing the right people to sell broccoli. Well, it's ridiculous.
The mucamist we use for Tylenol poisoning, or used to use when I did hospital work, you know, okay, that's fine. We're giving that nebulized and whatnot. You don't need that at home, and it stinks anyway. Mm-hmm. So, no, we don't need some things, but yeah, in a capsule form, why? Why would you ever make it prescription only? I just don't know. And you saw the lawmakers, I think we talked about it last week, wanting to make ivermectin over the counter.
Yes.
Not a bad idea at all. It's already over the counter for the horses. Why not make it over the counter for the people? Then the controversy is gone. People can decide for themselves. Free choice. I like that.
Ooh, free choice. That's kind of scary to some people. Hey, I want to say I did eat at the local goat. I've talked about it a couple times. We had a training, actually, a great company, North American Urban Spice, who has focused their whole company on the basically antibiotic effect of oregano. They make a very clinically studied, called P73, oregano oil that comes in many forms, liquids, oils, capsules, and they took us out to eat. Well, what I love is to see a business, which is more and more rare today, that actually, one, they think on their feet, they don't follow a rule book. So this is what happened. We go over there, and I told the manager on Monday night, I said, I'm bringing some people from a company. They're going to buy our meal, and I want to make sure that you have enough Patron tequila. Because as you know, and if listeners know, that is one of my few vices. I do enjoy a clean tequila, and Patron is the cleanest. Never bothers me. Well, what happens? We get over there. This was Thursday night. We have one drink. The waitress comes over and says, you know what? We don't have any more Patron. And within a minute, the manager came over and said, hey, we don't have any more Patron. I'm getting my car right now, and we'll drive to the liquor store. It will be 5 minutes, and I promise I'll be back with it.
Wow.
That's the way to do business, other business people, because how happy am I? And I'm sitting here talking about it because his name's Ben Dawson. He's the manager of Local Goat, just a great guy. That's what you do.
That's impressive.
Yes, and I know you've been over backwards for your patients. Nutritional bends over backwards for our clients and customers. We can't always do that, but if we can do it, we should do it.
Yeah, if you can, you do.
I'll always remember, it's 30 years ago, this old gentleman who's probably now about not far from where I am now, came in the store, and he had the rough hands, leather skin, and he was kind of a farmer type, and he was probably 70 then. And I remember always saying thank you when people purchase. And he looked at me in the eyes and said, son, I hope you really mean that, because you don't know how hard I work for that money. Mm-hmm. And it always has stuck with me, because I took it for granted. These people are serving me. They're coming in to support a business that could fail. All businesses are risky, and they're taking their hard-earned money, coming in and spending it with me. I should be very grateful. Well, guess what? The guy at Local Goat obviously has some of that mentality to go out and get a Patron tequila.
So I've got to try that place one day. I haven't been.
Well, the Bison Burger is the best in town. We got different types of meals, and everyone loved it. Everyone.
You know me, I'm spoiled. We walk to places in North Shore and Chattanooga, so it's so nice to walk.
I know, and I'm, you know, I get so circled. My circle is just there at the mall and Local Goat, so it's, I'm like you.
Well, when I lived right off East Brainerd, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it's more convenient, but you probably have not been to that new restaurant where Blue Plate used to be, Agave and Rye. Well, remember, you have to try that place. One, the food is excellent, but the reason I thought about it is your love of tequila. They have over 70, I think that's right, over 70 brands of tequila.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of their claims to fame. So you have to go look at it.
It's very eclectic.
It must have 500 chandeliers in the place, 2 chandeliers in the men's bathroom.
No.
Just the waiters and waitresses wear really funny shirts, little tequila quotes.
Uh-huh.
And but again, the food is excellent. The view out the window is of the river. So, and of course, remember, until mid-April, they're still having bands and other types of things downtown Saturday and Sunday. Right there in the pavilion, the grass outside where Blue Plate used to be.
Lovely.
And I say Blue Plate because everybody remembers Blue Plate, but nobody knows Agave and Rye.
No, I will be checking.
But they will.
And, you know, I talk about the, I put tequila in the mix of, you know, it. If you do the right thing, you're going to have less side effect. Well, I do a quality tequila. I mix it with no carbohydrates. And I did a video on the top, the worst to the best alcoholic beverages on nutritionw.com. You can scroll down and see it. And of course, red wine's the worst that there is because it produces histamines and it's full of Roundup. But if you want to learn all the alcohols, go to nutritionw.com, scroll down to the bottom and see the one on the alcohol.
Yeah, oddly, you know, when you look at, you know, carbs, you know, sugars in alcohol, wines are the worst, and really the liquors are the lower.
Yes.
It's very odd and backwards from what you would
it
think.
It comes from very creative marketing, because back when they first started seeing the connection in France of the people who were drinking wine who seemed to be healthier, I mean, it was great business policy from these wine companies to position themselves as a health food. It just is. Yeah. And there is some redeeming components. Resveratrol, which is in wine, acts as a real anti-aging nutrient. We certainly sell it because it acts on a gene called sirtuin gene that has to do with fasting. And if we fast, we know it. That's the only one absolute proven way to extend lifespan in animal studies is to do fasting. And it extends at about 15%. Well, people don't want to fast, so they end up doing the same thing, hopefully, from this red wine. It's not doing it, but it was creative marketing.
Well, there was also a study, and gosh, it could have been way back in about 2008, I recall, that one alcoholic beverage a day, so in moderation, reduces risk of stroke for 24 hours.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's one of those, and no, I'm not telling everybody to go out and drink. That's not what I said, but it's just an interesting little factoid. Many things in moderation have no danger. Tobacco is one of the ones that doesn't. You know, any amount of tobacco is bad, but that's one of the exceptions to the rule.
Lovely.
So
lovely.
Don't smoke.
I'm not going to smoke because I know better. I only have two bad habits, and the tequila is one of them. Well, you know what, brother? It is time to take a break. When we come back, we got a great interview with a practitioner. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, I love the fact that I learned so much from being on this show and so much from Dr. Green. And this is one of those other categories that, despite the fact that I'm certainly far less young than I used to be, I don't still know a lot about it. We've got David Dunstan, Director of Operations of CHI Memorial Health at Home. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is Health at Home?
We are a home health provider in the Southeast Tennessee region, and we partner with Memorial Hospitals and physicians and referral sources in the area, and we take skilled services to the patient's home to treat them there.
Okay, skilled services. So we're talking about someone who is not in need of a hospital, or maybe they've been there, but they've left.
Yes.
And they're still not self-sufficient because they're still either healing or they're in a chronic condition. And so those people would be accessing a regular visit from someone who's skilled. Is that?
Yes. We have nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, social workers, CNAs to provide personal care. And we typically service the Medicare age population. It's people who have trouble getting out of their home to access services such as an outpatient physical therapy clinic, have a hard time going to the doctor's office. We can be the eyes and ears for the physician, check their vital signs, and especially during COVID when people were scared to go out and access physicians, we could be that physician's eyes and ears in the home.
Now, so someone like Dr. Green, would you be the one who would put this together?
I or, you know, one of the practitioners in the hospital, usually. So I do referrals to home health all the time now. Most of mine are in Georgia, of course, since our office is in Georgia. You do not go to Georgia yet, correct?
Currently, we are only in Tennessee. If somebody lives in Tennessee and comes to a physician or hospital, rehab, or skilled nursing facility in Tennessee, we are likely to be able to service them.
Well, in thinking of Ed's question, would you say more of your referrals come from, say, Tennessee hospitals, whether CHI or otherwise, or outpatient providers?
It is definitely a mix. It is about 50-50 from facilities such as hospitals, rehab facilities, skilled nursing facilities, and then the rest of it would be from individual physician practices.
Do you have any representatives inside the hospitals?
Yes, we do. We have a liaison that has an office in Memorial Hospital, the main campus, and we also have representatives outside in the community.
Nice.
That is. And because of my lack of knowledge, does a person have to be over 65, or can this apply to any age group?
It can apply to any age group. We do not do pediatrics. Mm-hmm. So if you're over the age of 18 and you're considered homebound, which is a complicated way of saying it's difficult to get out to your physician or outpatient practice, then we can go to the home, and our nurses can do labs. They can run labs that the physician orders. They do skilled wound care. They do lots of medication and disease process education. Our whole goal is to keep that person at home where they prefer to be versus having to be in a hospital.
I love that.
And I think, Ed, you were asking about coverage. Basically, when you said 65 or older, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's my understanding as a medical doctor that, and I don't know if I'm right, you'll have to tell me, that Medicare covers home health services better than private insurance for the most part.
That's correct. If someone has Medicare, there's no out-of-pocket cost.
Really?
So we can provide these services and there's no cost to them. And doing physical therapy, for instance, in an outpatient practice, there's usually a copay for almost all insurance and Medicare. Mm. For us, Medicare recognizes the value of keeping them out of the hospital, out of the nursing homes, and that allows them to get the care they need, stay at home, decrease their fall risk, keep them from having infections. Some of our patients get IVs at home, get IV infusion for antibiotics.
Well, see, to me, that's wise management of people who need to be managed with medical care. That's wisdom. That's being smart. Again, like you said, keeping people out of the hospital setting more, putting them in their home where they're more comfortable, more stable, they're more happy. That is part of healing anyway. And again, I'm knocking on Medicare's door, so I will certainly remember this. Now, so if someone has, like me, I'm a solo guy. I don't have anybody. I mean, I have my wonderful few people in my core group, but I don't want to be a burden on anybody. My number one intention is not being a burden on people I love or care about. And so this would appeal to me greatly if I had to have some surgery or I'd had an accident and I couldn't get out and needed someone to come check me. So like in that scenario, if Dr. Green was my physician, then we would talk together and he would say, okay, I want this service for Ed Jones at his house. Is that kind of the way it would work?
Yes. It's similar to how you need a prescription to get a drug from a pharmacy.
Okay.
We can't provide these services without that prescription. So we work under the care of a licensed physician, and the physician reviews our plan of care. We have communication back and forth. And one of the things that I'm so passionate about is falls. Mm-hmm. We have a vestibular program, and our main goal is to catch that person before they fall, before the hip fracture, before the head injury, and rehabilitate them to where they can do the functional activities they want to do at home safely, and we prolong the amount of time they can stay in their homes.
I love that. I remember when I was married, which I've been divorced almost 9 years, her mother had, she had a knee replacement, and then she went through all the rehab. She had never been better than after all that rehab, because as most people, they're not super disciplined. They're not motivated on their own. They're not pushing themselves, so they just get weaker with the years. Lord, it was like the hands of the clock were turned back 15 years after the rehab because she built her body up. And, you know, I'm into, of course, building the body from every aspect, physically, mentally, emotionally, nutritionally. And I just see it all the time. We have 300 customers a day at Nutrition World. And I've been at there doing this for 43 years. So I've seen people go from very, very well, resilient, happy, to very not functional. And some of that could have been prevented, especially with this falling aspect and the balance and all the things that come with that. Now, a lot of people don't realize the value of a speech therapist. I know with swallowing and other issues, why would a person want a speech therapist?
That is a great topic to bring up. Our speech therapist has 30 years of experience, and she is certified with LSVT, which is a Parkinson's specialty. Mm-hmm. She also certified in vital stim, which is electrical stimulation to the muscles around the throat.
Oh, really?
And when somebody has a stroke, a lot of us have met someone with a stroke, mm-hmm. and they have trouble speaking. But what we don't always think about is the trouble swallowing. They can aspirate mm-hmm. food into their lungs, end up with pneumonia, and that can end that person back up in the hospital. So the speech therapist is vital for those people. Sometimes the patient doesn't even realize they have an issue. Mm-hmm. One of our staff will pick it up and ask the physician for a referral, and she'll work with them to make their swallowing more efficient and, again, prolong that time in the home. And I love everything you said about that holistic approach to care. Our nurses educate on nutrition when somebody has diabetes, most disease processes. And I came by the sports barn this morning and I realized I'm not as motivated as I should be to take care of myself. And just like you mentioned with your family member, a lot of people don't do those self-care things and they end up much stronger after we treat them after surgery or after some hospitalization than they were before. And we turned the hands of time back, so to speak.
I mean, it's kind of like Dr. Green and I, Gold's Gym is one of our sponsors, and I always say that the new bumper sticker is sitting is the new smoking, because inactivity truly devastates our health, even blood chemistry health, not just the physique and physical part. And, you know, we're not in those communities that we used to be back in the farming days where you had to be active. You went out and got the eggs and the milk. And, if you couldn't go, you couldn't go. But that maintaining of physical activity kept people more healthy and kept them more functional. There's no doubt. And we've lost that because people are either, it's like they're either really motivated or they're not motivated. There's not that much middle ground anymore. Mm-hmm. And activity is probably the magical nutrient of all time. If there's an elixir, it's physical exercise.
That's so true. And our therapists, I wish you could see them in the home. They do very functional mm-hmm. training with even 90-year-old patients. We are the Gold's Gym in the home, if you will. They're doing quadruped activities. They're doing weight bearing on the upper extremities, core strengthening, and things that some people have not done for 5-6 decades. Mm-hmm. And they come out and they're so strong and they're motivated and they have that decreased fall risk. They have the ability to get out and get back in the community many times.
And, you know, at Nutrition World, we actually have one of our have 17 practitioners. One of them teaches Tai Chi. I think he's been on our show mm-hmm. one time. And even that ancient movement exercise that's very gentle, it does require having to learn it, has decreased the amount of falls significantly because it improves balance in people. And there's no doubt as circulation lessens, as things go off in the body, sometimes that balance is something that declines. And then you have bad balance, and then you fall, and then, you know, does the hip break first or does the fall cause the hip break? But But we know that hip breakage, and Dr. Green knows far more than I, that is can be devastating to...
Yeah, high risk of death in the 5 years after a hip fracture.
Is it? Yeah.
Like 60%.
And part of that is inactivity, because they can't do anything after the hip. And
people then, just start declining, yeah. I was just smiling when we're talking about fall risk reduction. That's one of the, I'm guessing, probably the highest percentage of my referrals to home health. People come in, and they're doing them. You know, the patients come in and go, I'm scared I'm going to fall. I keep tripping. I'm having to hold on to things. I don't know what to do. I'm thinking, well, I don't know what to do for you either, because I can't come to your house and see what you're doing. And so to get a home health consult, you've got occupational and physical therapists in the home. They're helping the patient. Then they find all these other areas they can help the patient, and the patients come out so much better. So, I mean, I love getting home health involved. I really do.
Well, see, over the years, I've been doing this 43 years, I tend to have demonized the medical field more than I should have. It's not fair because, you know, we live in our own bubbles. And because I've lived in the bubble of nutrition world, nutrient intervention, exercise, all the things that come with that classic kind of lifestyle, what Dr. Green and also this show has shown me is there's some jewels. And this is a jewel that I don't think a lot of people know about, do they?
It is underserved. And if people knew there was nothing that they had to pay to get it, if they have Medicare, and that they could get the benefit of having just a nurse to do a full body assessment. Do you have skin breakdown? We're looking in their kitchens. We're looking in their medicine cabinets. We're trying to figure out, we know what your doctor wants you to take, but what do you actually take for medicine?
Exactly.
And we report that back so the physician really gets a sense of, oh, they're not taking this medicine because it causes this side effect. Mm-hmm. And the physician sometimes can change it or talk them into taking it anyway. And when we see what their bathroom looks like and where they're prone to fall and where the stairs need a rail and all the things we can do to assess to help them, even being in the home one time, we can provide major impact to help decrease their risk of going back to the hospital.
That's so true.
What good wisdom, you know, and not all parts of the medical field or any field is full of the golden nuggets. This is a golden nugget. There's no doubt.
Well, it's a team approach to healthcare, really. You know, that patient-centered medical home that we talk about, you know, it's home health and the therapist plus me, plus even my MA and my nurse, because they spend time with the patient, you know, and educating the family. You, they're going to Nutrition World talking to you and Katie. You know, it's a group care approach, really. I mean, that's how I look at it, especially for primary care and family medicine.
And that's what it takes. And it takes that on many levels. Well, Mr. Dunstan, tell people, how can they learn more?
I feel like the best thing to do is to start with their physician.
Okay.
And ask them if home health is appropriate for them. And usually the physician can contact us, and sometimes they may say, I know I want nursing, and do the assessment and see if you think therapy is appropriate. And what we do is when we go out and assess, our goal is to provide impact and value. Rarely there are times we go out and we find out that patient is driving to Atlanta tomorrow. We're probably not the appropriate level of care. But we can report back and say, this person is actually driving, they're up and down their stairs safely, they probably should go to outpatient therapy, or they are independent with all of the things that they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I just got a thought with you saying the driving to Atlanta. You know, they teach us that people need to be homebound, and I'm using my fingers for quotations, people. Explain what homebound means.
Homebound is a difficult thing for patients to usually understand, because they still can obviously go to the physician. They need to see you. They need you to be able to examine them. They can go to church. They can, if they need to go to the grocery store or the pharmacy to get food and medication, they can do that. We have to document a taxing effort to leave the home and why it's hard for them to leave the home, why it's safer for them to get treated in the home. When we do that, then we've satisfied Medicare's guidelines.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for that wonderful information, David. And I know people will be well served by that. And again, at Nutrition World, if you have any questions and you forget what we talked about, just come in and ask me about that. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a lot more topics that I've got some notes on. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with me.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And you know, there's an area that I come and go with, Dr. Green. I know the medical field is definitely not going to really delve into this or believe in it or even try to discredit it. But the exposure to EMFs, electromagnetic fields, is, I think, going to be a growing concern with the years. And I actually posted on Vital Health Radio Facebook the article on EMFs, what we can do about it. We can't run from it, but we can take steps to more negate it. And I want to tell you a really great person that I know now actually listened to the radio show, and she knows more about EMFs than anyone I've ever experienced, because as we all, if like myself, I know more about hip pain than I've ever wanted to know, because I have hip pain. And so if somebody comes in and asks me about hip pain, I'm a lot smarter than I used to be because of my challenges. And that's, I like to try to look at hardships as a gift. And that's instead of a burden all the time. And this lady has had significant health issues based on a extreme sensitivity. And I know there are people who think that's happening that I talk to that maybe I question it. Not this one. This one is a true blue thing. But she heard you say, I think 2 weeks ago, about gritting your teeth.
Oh.
And she is so well studied in this. And what happens when you're exposed to EMFs is there's a thing where it causes calcium to be released in certain body parts. Well, if you have calcium, it's a constrictive mineral. It makes the body want to clamp down. And so she was saying, hey, please tell Dr. Green if he can just try to put his cell phone and a few things a little further distance and see what happens. But I am growing more informed about the more potential risk, because 5G is now, of course, everywhere where we are here in Chattanooga. And I know it may be coincidental, but I can tell you that the amount of people's struggles have increased since 5G was released. And I don't know. I think it's going to be...
there are a lot of conspiracy theories about 5G.
There's so much. And that's where we get the waters muddied, because it's easy. If you look at all the conspiracy theories, you're going to discount it all, because some of it's ridiculous. But the real facts are that there is really great studies. The World Health Organization actually has a few years ago announced that there is modest to maybe more risk with a lot of EMFs. Well, these new phones and in fact, this lady has a meter and she can read all the different things, including my Aura ring. And she's so smart that she realized the Aura ring, when I told her about mine, she looked it up. And Aura is such a great company, because they actually have a way I can turn it off. and I won't be exposed to it, and it downloads its data only one time a day instead of keeping me connected. I'm not running scared from it, but I tell you, for years, I have put my cell phone 5 feet away. I've made sure there's nothing that's going to be close to me, including digital clocks, because they will put out a ton, microwaves, all this stuff. And I just don't want to take any chances on it.
I'll tell you what, it never crossed my mind. I appreciate her advice. It never crossed my mind to think about the phone, calcium, and clenching of the jaw. Just didn't even occur to me. But I've thought about the idea of EMFs. You know, a lot of traditional medicine probably just eschews that. I mean, just dismisses it. But if you think about it, no, is it real? Can it affect your body? Yes, geese and other birds migrate with the Earth's EMF.
Yes.
So is it real? Yes. How does it affect us? I don't know. I mean, that's one of those unknown things. We're always living in an electronic field of some type. Any moving current is creating one. So we're surrounded by it. That being said, how would I separate myself from my phone? I don't know. I have it on all the time for work. And I pretty much am hooked to it 24 hours a day. Can I put it that far away? I don't think so, because I have to check it periodically, and I do. And so, you know, I wake up periodically during the night, which is another insomnia thing. Check my phone. You could check for pages, check for kids, check for, you know, whatever, family that are in trouble. It's just the way I'm geared. Can I get away from that? I don't think so until retirement, but it's a great idea. I also use a sound generator, white noise. Mm-hmm. Now, that I could move. That's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the phone is going to be a problem. So let's all think about, how could I do that, still work, be on call, have a phone, check it, but have it further away than my arms?
Yeah, it's a tough one, because as a physician, he's on the fringes. I followed him for 30 years, Dr. Klinghardt, and he said something long ago. We need to create a sleep sanctuary. We can't get away from these EMFs, but what we can do is try to lessen them for 7 hours a night to help you to rebalance yourself. One thing, and if you're looking at my phone now, I have that, like, it looks like a big leather case, but it's actually blocking most of the EMS from my phone. Is called Safe Sleeve. I order it, and I would recommend that people who are concerned.
That's a great idea. Now, I could just put it inside something like that, just like they protect your, you know, I guess it's the same kind of technology for protecting credit cards, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, how much do they cost?
They're about $70 for the case, and I've had one for 2 or 3, 4 years. And, of course, this one holds all my credit cards and everything. Just a great little
method. I'm going to look into that today.
It's kind of like getting a little filter for your water. I mean, those are small steps, but they can create big results in the end when you combine all of these things.
Well, Ed, I've spent 50 years developing bad sleep habits. It's not going to be fixed overnight, you know?
That's right. I will say that, and this is really on the fringes, too. I wear underwear made by a company called Lambs, L-A-M-B-S.
This may be too much information for me.
I know,
Ed.
But you know my mouth. I can't ever hold anything back. And they are good-looking underwear. I'm not going to show you. But what they do is they block all the EMFs.
People, right now, he's showing his underwear.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's not.
Don't believe him. It blocks EMFs. And on our R-ring is something called heart rate variability. Mm-hmm. This is how you analyze how devastating your stress levels are. And Lambs guarantees that you'll have a significant amount of raising your number of heart rate variability just by wearing blocking EMF clothes. So I just ordered me 4 more pair. So now I'm going to wear it every single day. And they also make T-shirts. And I ordered.
I'm about to say, now I'm curious, what else do they make clothing-wise?
Yeah, well, just hat, a shirt, and the underwear.
What's better than aluminum foil?
Yeah, that was
you come
in
an aluminum foil hat, we're gonna have a talk.
Oh, yeah. We'll get a photo of that one. But on EMFs again, Facebook Vital Health Radio, I've got some good information on that. I also want to say that it was an interesting study done that you'll be interested in, I think, because I'm very intrigued about all the connection between diseases and life and nutrients. But this was a hemoglobin A1C study, and that is a number that kind of shows where your blood sugar levels were over the past 90 days based on a red blood cell. But what they found was, out of 30,000 people, if we have a hemoglobin A1C of 6 or above, and anyone who knows anything about blood sugar, a whole lot of people got hemoglobin A1Cs at 6 to 7. There's a 51% increase in colon cancer and 40% increase in other cancers. But here's was the anomaly. The higher your A1C, the lower your PSA goes. So it can fake a prostate cancer.
Oh.
And it was done on so many people that this is worthy information. And the thing is, when you have a higher A1C and you do have prostate cancer, it's the higher grade prostate cancer. There's a thing called Gleason score. And when you have a higher A1C, which is blood sugar, it is devastating.
Okay, the doctor in me has a question.
Mm-hmm.
So is this that the actual increase, A1C, increased blood glucose, is driving down the PSA, or is the increase in blood glucose affecting the machine so that it can't measure the PSA as well? Which one is it?
They don't know.
Okay.
They don't know. They actually are still saying it's unexplained.
Yeah, there are a lot of... But that's a great point. Well, there's a lot of things in medicine where if one number is high, it messes up everything else, and it will. And you just have to know that as a doctor.
Yeah, this will come out in time. But it's
interesting,
it's interesting to know because, you know, it just goes back to we need the lowest fasting blood sugar we can get for longevity and health.
Well, I harp on my patients that are pre-diabetic all the time, and it's my goal to prevent diabetes if possible, which I can't. But, you know, I screen for pre-diabetes a lot. And we should as providers.
We should.
It's one of the most important things, and usually obesity is at the root. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I'm on a diet, so I'm preaching to me. My A1C has been fine, but, you know, I don't want to end up there either and have all the complications of diabetes, and it does run in my family. So, you know, I'm at about 20 pounds loss now, so people that are listening, keeping track of that. I do get off my diet on the weekends, and I've read some studies that is good to not be too strict all the time, but during the week, I'm being very strict and enjoying it, too.
You are looking awesome. I can tell such a difference. I know what you get comments, I'm sure, constantly. And the thing is, I'm hugely invested in cycling because cycling my diet. Monday through Friday, I'm on 60 carbs. You're probably on that or less. And then on weekends, I do 200. If we don't cycle, we get immune to it. It quits working. So,
and I found that, too. But, you know, back in about 2018, I lost too much too fast. I was talking to one of the drug reps, actually, 2 days ago, and we were talking about the diet here. She said, well, you look good, though, and not like you did back in 2018. I said, really? Because I'd never talked to her about that. She said, yeah, you actually look sick in 2018.
Yeah.
She goes, your eyes were sunken. Your skin color wasn't right. I said, well, I lost 35 pounds in 6 weeks. Yeah, that's probably why. So, you know, that's not a good idea. So make sure it is not too radical a diet as well. Eating healthy is great, but don't go overboard.
And that's true of so many things, not to jump too much into it and make it radical. I will say that, you know, I say a lot at the store, I really value, you know me, I'm on the different world than you are, but I value about eight different drugs I value with just extreme respect. And one of those is metformin. Now, the natural version of metformin is berberine. I do a podcast called The Holistic Navigator. If you just type it in Google and put the word berberine, you'll hear that alternative. But what I love about it is the studies on metformin. Some of the people who are diabetic who actually take 1,000 milligrams of metformin end up living longer than the people who didn't even have blood sugar problems, and it's so correlated now that we can't deny the fact.
Well, remember, it's like if you want to make your car faster or get better gas mileage, which one's better? Lighten your car or give it more power? Lighten your car.
Yes.
That's the best thing. And what, you know, one of the things metformin does, it reduces your resistance to your own natural insulin. To me, that's like making your car lighter.
Yes.
So, you know, it's approved now for pre-diabetes as well. But, you know, oddly, I hear from a lot of my patients that are very into nutrition. There are apparently a lot of articles in late literature that metformin is horribly dangerous.
I know.
Which to me is not true. Yes, I've seen one episode in 28 years of a severe hyponatremia, low sodium. Yes, a lot of people get loose stools. So getting the squirts, yes, that's very, very likely if you go to a high dose. But it's a really good, safe drug. And I've seen maybe two lactic acidosis, elevated lactic acid in 28 years. So it's extremely rare. That's one of the other rare side effects. But, you know, if your doctor wants to put you on metformin for prediabetes or diabetes, give it a try.
I know. And if you don't want the drug, do berberine. Listen to my podcast, The Holistic Navigator.
I'm so glad to hear you say it. I've been meaning to ask you about that, what you thought about metformin. I forget every week.
Well, you know, and I'm a guinea pig. I've tried many things, including drugs, and I've done metformin. It does give me gas. It does give me loose stool. I don't have an issue with blood sugar. Why would I do it? But I'm also so tied into life extension and potential things, and it does have life-extending qualities.
But we know the higher the insulin level, the more damaging it is to your body.
Yes.
And you don't want that. It also makes it about impossible to lose weight if you're trying.
Impossible. That's why at Nutrition World, we test everyone's insulin levels. Now, insurance won't pay for probably your patients to do that, so they would have to be cash only. Again, we do blood testing every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month.
It's actually been covered, Ed.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Wonderful.
The right situations, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you're looking, write it up right.
If you have obesity, hypertension, PCOS, metabolic syndrome, you know, so there's so many diagnoses, prediabetes, that you can look into that, and I haven't seen a coverage issue.
Wow, wonderful. I just, I knew in the old days they didn't cover it. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, sometimes they do the right thing.
Sometimes common sense does enter the conversation. That's great.
I'm sure it's purely accidental on their part.
I want to mention one more time on the oregano oil. I've never done oregano oil until this week because we did that training. I'm going to be excited about oregano oil because and I will say one real quick personal thing. I don't want to get too personal about my daughter, but she did have, because of breastfeeding, she was having some issues with some bacterial infection. She had got an antibiotic called in, but she was teetering on, she's not too bad, but not too good. And she was like, okay, if she gets any more temperature, any more this, any more that, she'll do the antibiotic. She's reasonable, as I feel like I am also. But when she started oregano oil, it was like day and night how it worked. Her temperature dropped within 12 hours. The redness was gone. And she's had three of these bouts with this mastitis because of breastfeeding. And it's just now, it's been like a godsend, this oregano oil.
Taken orally?
Yes. And she had tried everything else. So it's not like she didn't try everything else. But so far, I'm just thrilled. If it's a good brand, it just has worked so well for her.
And I assume she talks about these things in her Facebook group, The Earth Conscious Mama.
Right. And I appreciate you bringing that up. It's a private group, but you can join on Facebook, Earth Conscious Mama. She is fired up about helping young mothers and young, the information that can help them to do better with their breastfeeding, their health, their pregnancies, and all of this. So Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook.
And watch Ed and all his nutrition and exercise tips on
TikTok.
There you go.
1.4 million now views.
Look at you
in
go.
9 weeks. I just finished a little three-part series on working your abs. And I don't say that I have great abs, but I certainly do have a tight belly anyway for being 103 years old. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Here we are with Dr. Green with his usual looked forward to spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. To learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Let's start today with John chapter 11, verses 32 through 36. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." As you noted, that passage included the shortest verse in the Bible, reminding us that Jesus wept. Well, he probably did the same in prayer as well. This passage reminds us that we have a God who cares deeply and fiercely for us. We are able to see so many of the emotions that Jesus feels: compassion, anger, sorrow, even frustration. God understands our emotions and also why we struggle so much. He is a God who will weep with us when we bring all of our emotions and pain and suffering to him. He understands. That kind of prayer can be emotional and messy as we pour out our hearts to him, but it is vital that we do so. Please know that he will listen. Know that he will understand. He will give comfort and peace as he feels what we feel. Even in the face of loss and suffering and pain, we can know the comfort of a God who has actually experienced all that we feel and infinitely more than we have ever felt. He knows your heart. In fact, he knows it better than even you do. So go ahead, share your heart with him. Not just a list of your thoughts, but your actual heart. Let's close with Psalms chapter 34, verse 18. "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. I love, love, love when we speak of heart-driven, because most of us, and me included, have lived a life of habit much of my years because of just society. And I really, as I age, find that the return journey to my heart is the path that I want to pursue. Doesn't always happen, but I want to make a couple quick points here. One is, thank you, Matt Davis, at the train station. Dr. Green, my hip comes and goes due to whatever reasons. Well, it was really flared up. The biggest reason why it flared was because I'm trying to do too many ab exercises, which is working the hip. So I called Matt. I saw him at Nutrition World. I said, "This is my situation. I can't do abs anymore because it's hurting me." So he told me how to do abs by doing crunches, and it has completely not stressing my hips at all to do these type of crunches that he showed me. So thank you, Matt Davis, from the train station. I do want to make one COVID comment, actually two. One is that there is a jaw-dropping rise in malignancies, miscarriages, and stillbirths of people who have had the vaccine, who were pregnant and or planning to be pregnant. It is scary stuff. Lastly, to prove the agendas that are still in place, Dr. Malone, who had 50 million views on Joe Rogan, he came up with a term called mass formation psychosis. That's what he was explaining, why people, it's kind of like they drank the Kool-Aid and they can't see past their own thought patterns with regard to the COVID, the fear, the masking. And you can't even talk to them. As we all know, there are certain ones. Well, what did Google do? Since there were so many people Googling mass formation psychosis, they completely change the algorithm that denies any of that validity that Dr. Malone talked about. So instead of actually just presenting the facts of the case, that this is what he said, this is what he meant, you make up your mind. Oh no, Google has tried to decimate the term mass formation psychosis for their own benefit. And so this is why you can't believe the headlines. You just simply can't. There are manipulating and lying to us on multiple levels.
What do they call it? Cancel culture?
Is that what
they're
call
just trying to cancel him?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't
yeah.
exist. It's not real. It's misinformation. And yes. They just scream that if it's not the party line.
Yep.
But this is not the Soviet Union, people.
Yes, I know. But luckily, they're, you know, like we're talking about it right here on the show. So
well, we have to. I mean, there's so many things you're hearing or that I'm hearing. There was that, gosh, I wish I remember which state, maybe Wisconsin. Wisconsinites, if it's not you, I'm sorry. But where they showed Zuckerberg's interference in the election.
Really?
The most recent one, right. But they put it under the COVID umbrella. The money was supposedly given to protect people from COVID. No, it was embedding social media people inside the election to do what? We're not supposed to be doing that on Vital Health Radio. That's not, well, maybe it is a health issue because it all revolved around supposed COVID protection. But again, it's a finished court case on the news. It was on Fox, I think. So, but I don't think it was on any other network. Why is it not? Why do they cancel everything? What agenda are they pushing here? And do you really want your health care to be driven by the government and social media? I say no.
I love that to be the ending of the show, Dr. Green. Thank you so much. And thank everyone for listening, because that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And I forgot to mention, Chattanooga Fitness Expo is June 4th. Put that on your calendar if you're interested in coming. It's going to be an awesome, awesome contest with some really fabulous, very in-shape people.
And Ed in his lamb underwear.
We're going to see. we'll see about that, yeah. All right. Good day to everyone.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.